have launched a campaign across the whole of Ireland because we believe that right now there is a need for a new model of housing which incorporates not just social housing and housing for sale on the market like we have, but also a new model for affordable housing.
And indeed, this is an issue, as you say, right across the country. And unfortunately, the government, central government at the moment, doesn't seem to be listening or putting any plans in place to tackle this. So there is a direct need for those locally to make it a bigger issue.
That's right. And it is actually within their gift in many respects to push central government to make a policy change which would enable affordable housing to work right across the country and in areas like Donegal where it's particularly needed. We have a whole range of people who are excluded from housing because they can't afford to buy a house because they can't access mortgage and they don't qualify for social housing. So they're stuck. And they're stuck in hidden places that we would see right across the country. So living at home a lot longer than they would do, surfing couches in friends' houses, or in some cases becoming homeless and living in homeless accommodation and bed and breakfast.
So what do you believe now is the first step for the new county councillors?
Well, one of the first priorities for all county councils is to set the housing priorities for the council going forward for the next term. And one of the things we'd like them to do is to ensure that on a consistent basis that they look at and consider the potential for an affordable rental model, which they haven't been able to do up to now. But the government need to be asked to provide one for all of the different counties so that people who are in desperate housing need can access that housing.